Yay Networks.
Hello and welcome to the Evil Lawyer's Guide to Life. I am the Evil Lawyer and you are not. Today we're going to have a distractions of the week and then we're going to talk about this ridiculous new gun bill. So if you're into that, stay tuned. You can find us at www.evillawyersguide.com. You can also find us on TikTok at still_not_Peter_Steele. You can also find us on TikTok at Evil Lawyers. You can find us on Twitter at Evil Lawyers, or better yet, just go to www.evillawyersguide.com and pull up the link page because it's all there. I thought I'd do something a little bit different and see how it goes. We're going to talk about the distractions of the week, and then we're going to talk about the big story that they're hiding from everybody. This week, Alyssa Milano tweeted about how she got rid of her Tesla because Elon Musk is evil and she doesn't want to own anything that has anything to do with Elon Musk because of his evilness, because he let the orange man back on Twitter and he's just evil. And, you know, Alyssa, in a dramatic display of virtue signaling, got rid of her Tesla. She traded it in, or maybe she sold it. Maybe she put it on Marketplace. I don't know how she got rid of it, but it's probably a lease because she hasn't made a good movie in like 15 years. And she replaced it with a car that has no connections whatsoever to any kind of evil. A car that is virtue signal on four wheels. A car, dare I say, that if anybody in Hollywood believed in God, would be the WWJD car, the What Would Jesus Drive car. That's right, a Volkswagen. Now, for those of you who, much like Lisa Milano, don't know the history of Volkswagen, it was started in Germany in the 1930s. Anybody remember anything about Germany in the 1930s? You know, when the Democrats and leftists and Marxists start screaming that somebody's, sometimes it's racist and sometimes it's homophobe and sometimes it's, they just flat out call you a Nazi. And, well, that's where Volkswagens come from. Actually, the Volkswagen roughly translates into the people's car, whatever the original Beetle was called, which you can duck, duck, go it because you can't find it on Google. There are actually photos of a smiling leader of Nazi Germany standing next to the prototype for the VW Beetle. Volkswagen, the company that has never done anything evil ever, 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 at least since 1946. Good job, Alyssa. Good job for being a distraction. And good luck in that next movie, probably going to be called, I don't know what, Sleepaway Camp 9. Straight to VHS. Not even streaming, not even Blu-ray. Straight to VHS, unless there's some beta in that warehouse. Distraction number two, Trump and Kanye, or Ye, as he's called now. Kanye, almost as anti-Semitic as the guy who started the company that built Alyssa Milano's car. You know, I went back and listened to the Kanye anti-Semitism rant, and I ran it by some friends of mine who are a lot more Semitic than I am. And aside from one of them, none of us were offended. Sorry. I know what DEFCON 3 means, and I know what, in his slightly mentally altered state, what he was probably trying to say. And I don't find it offensive. What are you going to do, sue me? You know, good luck finding a lawyer. Trump and Ye had a meeting about a historical meeting where a former president or a current president gets together with a bunch of anti-Semites and talks about how they're going to destroy the Jewish people. And no, wait a minute. Wait, hang on. That was Barack Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood and that so-called preacher of that church that Obama was affiliated with until, and I quote that preacher, the Jews made him stop coming. If you soundbite that, I'll see you in court. Trump, the most anti-Semitic president of all time. No, wait, that was also Obama. Trump, the most anti-Semitic president of all time, who has a Jewish daughter. She converted, but that's still Jewish. And by virtue of her conversion, he has Jewish grandkids. The Abrahamic Accord. I believe he's got a city or town named for him in Israel. Trump, the rabid anti-Semite, kind of guy who would work for that factory that built Alyssa Milano's car, Volkswagen. And then our next distraction is the gay bar attacks. There's a gay bar, and can I even say gay bar anymore? I'm supposed to call it a LBTQIA+LMNOP πr² bar. It's not going to really fit on a matchbook. Do bars even have matchbooks anymore? Yeah, I'm looking at you. Do they? I don't go to bars that often anymore. They don't. That's because smoking is illegal now too, huh? Okay. Anyway. Gay bar in New York. Some guy keeps coming around every night, committing the hate crime of smashing out the windows of the gay bar in New York. And so on the leader of that borough in New York. No, it's not a Hispanic thing. It's not that kind of borough. Jeez, I got... Anyway. The leader of that borough has been tweeting all week about these hate crimes and to call the New York hate crime hotline, which has a kicky number like 1-800-HATE-CRIME or something like that. Well, it turns out the guy who's been throwing the rocks through the windows is gay. Is it a false flag? Is it a false flag without the L? Is it a false... So LGBTQLMNOPQIA+-πr² false flag. Well, if it is, it's not as big of one as that shooting at that gay bar. That shooting at that gay bar that was a hate crime by MAGA Republicans and white supremacists, Nazis like the guy that built Alyssa Milano's new whip. It had to be, because that's what the narrative is. And if it doesn't follow the narrative, and this is why you're no longer hearing anything about it, it's because the guy that did all the shooting was a member of the LGBTQIA+LMNOP πr² community. So it can't be a hate crime. It's kind of like if I went down to the res, threw a rock through the window of the casino. Sure, they'd tell you it was a hate crime. Yeah, it's that guy with that show that brings you in thinking he's going to talk about lawyer stuff and all he does is talk about right-wing politics. But it would not be a hate crime because I'm Chickasaw. At least part. So what are they distracting us from? Because, you know, they just pound on these narratives. And these narratives, you ever been to a magic show? And not a cool one like Penn and Teller, but you know, like a gay magic show. Literally, I'm not being hate crimey here. Like a drag magic show. You know, you get your attention with one feathered boa while, you know, the other hand is in your wallet. I mean, that was just once. No, they, it's like a magic show, you know. Don't look at what this hand is doing. Look over here. Look over here. Look over here. Alyssa Milano is protesting Tesla by buying a car built by Nazis. Trump and Kanye West got together for dinner because they're Nazis. Gay bars are being attacked and people are being shot, murdered, killed, stabbed. They're throwing rocks and everything because of hate crimes and because everybody... wait a minute. Hang on. Yeah, the only president who hung out with Nazis was Barack Obama. And, yeah. And Alyssa Milano wouldn't know history if it bit her on her ass. What are they distracting us from? What are they distracting us from? Well, now that the Democrats have successfully stolen the Senate again and stolen Arizona, and yeah, the lawsuits are there, and we probably will talk about them. Now that that's happened again, Biden is back on his gun rampage. And as long as we're talking about Nazis, how about a Hitler quote? First thing you do is disarm the people. I can't say it in German, and I am paraphrasing, but that is a quote from the guy who helped design the forerunner of Alyssa Milano's new car. HR 1808. And if you know anything about eights, and if you know anything about prison tattoos, the irony... the irony is... Did I explain it? Did I explain the 8-8 prison tattoo significance? If you ever see somebody with an 8 and an 8 tattooed on them, they are now or used to be a Nazi. And that's because H is the 8th letter in the alphabet, and an 88 is an HH. And although when I was a kid, I thought that they said Hi Hitler, it was actually Heil, and that's what the 88 stands for. So if you see someone with an 88 tattooed on them, you probably don't want to go up to them and start talking to them about the joys of converting to Judaism. You might get punched in the face. Anyway, HR 1H, I mean 8 0H 8, assault weapons ban. Now, we all have discussed this before. There is no such thing as an assault weapon. I've never seen a hug rifle. Not even those cute pink ones they make for girls now. Or people who identify as girls. Sorry, I just gendered a rifle. The HR 1808... looks like it's just a Beto ban. AKs, AR-15s, oh yeah, and pistol grips. But there's a lot more to it than that. There is a lot more to it than that. Here's where you gotta drill down. This is why you can't be intellectually lazy. This is why you can't get your news from Google. This is why you can't get your news from mainstream media. God forbid you get it from MSNBC. But any of them, even Fox, any of them, you can't get your news from there because they don't tell you the truth. They don't tell you the definitional truth. And if you don't know the definition of something, if you don't know how they're defining something, this is all lawyers do, is craft definitions. Okay, there's a lot of other things we do, but lawyers who write legislation, lawyers who write opinions, lawyers, it's all about creating the definition. If I can define family violence in a certain way, then I can drive a divorce case in a certain way. If the state can define a felony in a certain way, they can drive a criminal case in a certain way. And if the federal government can define an assault weapon so loosely as to include almost any weapon, then they can effectively outlaw guns. And that's exactly what they're doing in spite of District of Columbia v. Heller. When the U.S. Supreme Court in 2008 held the Second Amendment protects arms in common use at the time for lawful purposes as chosen by American society, not as chosen by the government. Now, here's what makes this so important. Even if you hate guns, even if you don't care, even if you don't own any, even if your guns all went overboard in a boating accident, that's what makes this so important, is the Second Amendment all other amendments are supported entirely by the Second Amendment. When is the last time your government gave you more rights? I know I'm using the phrase wrong because the government doesn't give us any rights. When is the last time your government expanded on a right outside of maybe District of Columbia v. Heller? When is the last time your government didn't erode your First Amendment right by saying you can't say hate speech, didn't erode your Second Amendment right by saying you can't own these firearms, or by saying in Heller that you can't have a firearm at all? When is the last time they didn't erode your Fourth Amendment right by saying, well, this isn't really a search and seizure. All we're doing is holding you down and taking your blood. When is the last time they didn't erode your Fifth Amendment right by saying, well, you know what, forcing you to fingerprint your phone so we can go through it, that's not really covered under the violation against requiring self-incrimination. When is the last time your government didn't do anything but try and chip away at everything in the Bill of Rights? And as a lawyer for longer than I care to admit, I can tell you that if it weren't for criminal defense attorneys, you wouldn't have any rights. You wouldn't have Miranda. You wouldn't have Columbia v. D.C. v. Heller, the gun rights case. You wouldn't have the Fourth Amendment cases. You know, we fought it, but you still have civil seizure, because that's the new way to get around everything, is they're like, oh, well, it's just civil. It's civil, so therefore, someone needs to stand up, Brett Kavanaugh, someone needs to stand up and say that, you know what, the Bill of Rights applies to civil too. The Bill of Rights applies to civil too. And in a lot of cases, it does. But the H.R. 1808, or as I like to call it, H.R. double H's, loosely defines an assault weapon as any semi-automatic weapon. Yeah, you heard me. Any semi-automatic weapon. All AK and AR type rifles list hundreds of specific models. Now, the term assault weapon is a vague leftist buzzword that's twisted to fit nearly any definition a politician wants to use to get rid of a firearm. This bill specifically targets any semi-automatic weapon that has the ability to accept a magazine and has the ability to accept a threaded barrel, an adjustable stock, a pistol grip, a foregrip, or, of course, a grenade launcher. Say hello to my little friend. It's easier to say, oh, yeah, it also, any gun capable of holding more than 15 rounds. So the fact that your grandpa's 22 with the tube-fed magazine holds more than 15 rounds. Well, let's see. It's not a detachable magazine, so it doesn't fall under the, but wait, it holds more than 15 rounds. So any semi, basically, let's just call it what it is. If it's not a revolver that holds six or less, and if it's not black powder, under HR double H's, it's illegal. Furthermore, there are 434 million firearms currently in America that fall under definitions outlined in this bill. If a gun features a grip, a barrel shroud, or a threaded barrel, it falls under the bill. There are 150 magazines at least that fall under this bill. And like I said, every single semi-automatic weapon, with the exception of the only ones I can think of, would be tiny pistols that hold a small magazine, that there is no large magazine available. The only thing I could come up with is like one of those little Beretta 25s. Other than that, revolvers are still legal. Most, if not all, rifles are not. The most popular rifle in the United States, the AR, and that doesn't stand for assault rifle, you imbecile. The AR-15. What does AR stand for? Google it. Armalite rifle. The AR-15 is the most common rifle in America. All permutations of that are now illegal. Well, if this passes. And I think it will. AK-47s. Illegal. All pistols, unless they're those tiny little, like, purse pistols that hold, you know, 5 rounds or whatever, illegal. Or revolvers. Revolvers are still legal. Remington 700's the most common hunting rifle. Everybody has one of those. Illegal. Grandpa's 22 with a tube mag. Holds more than 15 rounds. Illegal. Now, Joe Biden, there are two things that Joe Biden cares about, and the first one is making sure that he has plenty of kickback coming from Ukraine, and the other one is disarming America. Every single totalitarian, tyrannical government in the history of the world, going all the way back to the Old Testament, has disarmed the people before really putting the other boot on the neck. Anybody remember the Old Testament story where the Jews had to fashion their farming implements, which were given to them as part of their slavery, into weapons? What can I say? What else can I say about H.R. 1808? It's absolutely horrifying. It's already passed the House, so the fact that the Republicans barely flipped the House, and never mind the fact that they flipped it with a bunch of rhinos, it's not going to help us on this. It's going to the Senate. Democrats stole the Senate, so, I mean, yeah, they do need 60 votes to pass it. And eventually it'll make its way back up to the Supreme Court. Who voted for this? Well, so far we have Brian Fitzpatrick, who's a Republican in Pennsylvania, and Chris Jacobs, who's a Republican in New York. They had voted for it. Remember that? Well, do elections even matter anymore? Why is the media telling you that we need this? Because the media says there were 600 mass shootings in 2019. Now they're claiming that we're at 628 2019. They're claiming, the media claims, that there's been 600, more than one a day, it says on the MSNBC headline, in 2022. Well, it all comes back to that whole thing I was talking about a minute ago. The definition. What is the definition of mass shootings? According to the Gun Violence Archive, which is the one, the biggest one that everybody goes to, 4 people fatally or non-fatally injured, excluding the shooter. Location of incident, any, public or private, doesn't matter where. Motivation of shooter, any, that includes armed robbery, gang violence, domestic violence, murder-suicide. According to them, there were 465 mass shootings in the United States. Now, if you go down to the mass shooting tracker, the second largest resource, I use that in quotes, used by media, 4 people fatally or non-fatally injured, including the shooter, location of incident, anywhere, motivation of shooter, any motivation. So that includes gang violence, armed robbery, domestic violence, murder, and suicide. According to them, there were 628 mass shootings in 2019, and there are over 600 already. Mass shootings in America database. 3 people injured, including shooter. location, anywhere, public or private. Not identify anything except for gangs, drug, or organized crime. And that drops it to 202. But if you want to be realistic, you take out crimes. You take out one of these is two people being shot, which two people. So you've got a guy with a gun fires on a police officer. The police officer gets nicked, shoots the guy with the gun. Under any circumstances, it could be a robbery, it could be a burglary, it could be gang-related, organized crime, drugs. That's a mass shooting, and that's the new database that they're all using to get to this 600 number in November. If you properly define the definition of mass shooting, we have about two or three of them a year. Those two or three are caused by mentally ill people doing what certain mentally ill people do. Some people get violently mentally ill, and there's really no, there's no system in place. I mean, they can pick somebody up and put them in the, what do they call it over on our TikTok page, the grippy sock vacation for 72 hours. So the response to this, instead of calling for more mental health help, the response to this is to outlaw 99% of the firearms in the United States. Now, how many firearms are in the United States? Between 400 million and 1 billion is the estimate, with 3 trillion rounds of ammo held in private hands. Now, wait a minute. Now, wait, there's more. None of these laws apply to anyone in law enforcement at all. None of these laws apply to anyone in law enforcement. And we now have a, thanks to the Biden administration, we now have a standing army of law enforcement that is bigger than any standing army the world has ever seen. I want to say there's over 3 million armed law enforcement. And that's, you know, part of that's the, and we did a show on it, the government up arming the every agency, you know, like the Railroad Pension Agency got more weapons than Ukraine. So what happens when these jackbooted thugs start kicking in doors to collect up to 1 billion weapons and 3 trillion rounds of ammunition? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen when they start that Holocaust? What do you think is going to happen? I don't think I have to just state the obvious. Regardless of what the 7 or 8% on the far left, the Marxist, and regardless of what their globalist handlers who just want to disarm this country, because that's the biggest step in a complete totalitarian system, regardless of what they say, it's not going to be pretty. And if you think that the federal government is going to go about this in any logical, rational, kind, decent way, I point you to Ruby Ridge and Waco. That's about all for this week. Thank you for being a part of the show. We will be back next week. Don't forget to check us out. Go to www.evillawyersguide.com. And, oh yeah, I quit asking and you guys stopped doing it. So leave some reviews, okay? Thanks.